So Jesse has asked the question, which lightweight tripod should I buy? Now, unfortunately, there is no way to really answer that question with one model or one make or one style of tripod. Unfortunately, there are too many factors that one needs to consider before purchasing a tripod or considering which tripod to get, seeing that you've asked for a lightweight tripod. Personally, I think that when it comes to a lightweight tripod, carbon fiber is, unfortunately, the only way to go. And I say unfortunately because they are very expensive. I don't know of any carbon fiber tripods that are any good that are not very expensive. The pluses, though, is that the material is very, very light. Because it's not metal, it also can be placed in water, and you don't really have to be concerned about issues of corrosion or rusting. Now, if you take a look at the pricing of carbon fiber tripods and determine that, well, that's too expensive, then you have to move back to the metal tripods. Now, the pluses to metal tripods are that they're nowhere near as expensive as carbon fiber tripods are for base models, and they can be very steady. And that's probably because of just the sheer weight of the metals that they're made of. And, you know, you're going to end up with a more cost-effective solution. But the price that you're going to pay is going to be in weight. You're going to be hefting a lot more weight than you would with a carbon fiber tripod. Now, something else to consider when you buy a tripod, because most tripods don't come with a head, you have to purchase the ball and head for the tripod. In addition to the ball and head for the tripod, you need to consider what type of quick release system that you want. So that's something else that you need to factor in. Now, when you're going to purchase your tripod, what you need to keep in mind is how much weight can the tripod manage. So what you need to take into consideration is the weight of your camera, the weight of your lens, the weight of any accessories such as flashes that may be mounted on the camera, and put those together and determine what your operational weight is for your camera and all your gear. And you may even want to consider potential purchases down the line, such as very large, fast glass, such as 70 to 200s or 400 millimeter lenses that can be quite heavy. Because a tripod is something that you're going to have for a very long time, if not forever. And you don't want to go out and buy a tripod that's very light, that can handle minimal size equipment, to later find that you're going to have to go out and spend more money to get a tripod, that's going to be able to handle more weight. So when it comes to the purchase of a tripod and the purchase of a head and a mounting system, you want to make sure that you do not skimp in this area. Unfortunately, this is not something that you can skimp on. So do your homework. Pay close attention to the features that you need in a tripod, what type of shooting you're going to be doing, and go out and find a tripod and a head system that's going to work best for that type of photography.